If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness. Save your love through sorrow. Gave you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your sparkling stuff and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd miss my sparkling stuff or my soft shoes shine.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow, gave you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the parts you made, I'd follow in behind you.
If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
Would you not be above me? Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow, give you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
All that applause. I don't know whether you're applauding for him going off or me coming on. I'm always excited to get to come to
London and to be a part of this great show. Really excited to get to sing with Johnny Cash. He's handy. I've been married to that man over 18 years. The day I married him, I had two daughters. He had four daughters. That gave me six daughters the first day. We had a little boy. That gave us seven. And I'm tired. You know, I always sung as a part of a singing family before I was ever married to Johnny Cash. And it's a real special night for me tonight, and this is a surprise maybe to a lot of you folks, because there's no sound in the world or no feeling in the world to a country girl to be able to sing with her sisters or her family. And my family's been kind of this way and that way for a while, but it's kind of a, well, it's a precious time. I'm going to introduce you to somebody in just a minute. But for those of you who don't know too much about country music, the first Carter Family songs, the songs of my family, were some of the first tunes in country and western music. And you might have even heard some of them here. You may never have heard any of them. I think I've sang one of them, still makes me a little bit of money. We'll try one. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from Greenland's ice mountain to the Southland by the shore, she's from Tennessee, boy, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on a Wabash cannonball. Yeah, listen to the jingle, hear the rumble and the roar as she rides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. The mighty rush of the engine is a lonesome hobo squall, traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball. Now she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, boy, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on a Wabash cannonball." Yeah, listen to the jingle, hear the rumble and the roar as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. The mighty rush of the engine hear the lonesome hobo squall, traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. When the earth's race is over and a curtain around him falls, gonna bring him home to Dixie on that Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar as he glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's fall. She's traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball. She's traveling through the jungle on the Wabash cannonball. I'd like to try for you the very first thing I ever did on the radio when I was a little girl. I was raised a mountain girl in the southwestern corner of the state of Virginia. First instrument I ever played was an auto harp. I play the banjo, the bass, the drums, the guitar, the piano, the auto harp. I used to play harmonica, but Dolly Parton swallowed it on her last television show. So what I want to do for you tonight is to introduce you to the first sound that I ever made on radio in country music. And, well, I'm either going to have to squat way down or something. Well, we'll work on it. I'll just get down here. There's nothing to do it. This is my auto harp. Simple style of country music in the beginning was just an auto harp and a guitar. My mother Maybelle and Aunt Sarah Carter played that. Mama came home to southwestern Virginia, took Helen and Anita and I out to Mexico, and we crossed over into Mexico, and there late at night we used to play on the radio. I remember hearing late at night, getting waked up out of my guitar case where I was sleeping. The old announcer, he said, "Well, here she is, little Junior Carter, all the way from the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia, the station of Arabia, Cuna, Colorado, Mexico, and here is the San Antonio Road."
Mm-hmm.
started to tell you in the beginning, we just take a couple of songs and like to do something very special for you. About 7 years ago, we lost one of our daughters to England. She moved here and has lived here for the past 7 years. She's been singing some kinds of country music, some kinds of rock and roll music, but she's been performing like last year in the Piccadilly Theater in a play called Pump Boys and Dinettes. And it's just nice to kind of have her back as a part of my family. And she's going to help us tonight, and I have my sisters as well. So I'd like for you to meet what's left of the Carter family, my sisters Helen and Anita and my daughter Carlene Carter. If you all are going to be back here, I got to be back here. I can't be that far away from you. No way. We'll just put it right here. How's that? What we would like to do is to do one of the first of the old Carter family songs. And it's nothing very fancy. It's called Elbow Room.
1,200 miles, it's length and breadth. The four square cities stands. Its gems set walls of jasper shine, not made by human hands. And it won't be long till I will pass o'er yonder gates of air. Gonna have 50 miles of air are wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea. There'll be room to spare as we enter there, room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever miles of elbow room.
Well, I'm sometimes cramped and I'm crowded here, and I long for elbow room. Well, I want to reach for altitude, where wild flowers bloom. But it won't be long till I will pass o'er yonder gates of heaven. Gonna have 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. For the gates are wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea. There'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow.
Deck my brow with roses, within my head. And even those who know me will think my heart is light. Though my heart may break tomorrow, I'll
if I can just get the band back, it'll be great.
How about a key?
Just sing and we'll...
Just sing. How about sing? Just give me a note. Sweet life away. If I was
Thank you very much. We have one more little thing that we would like to do. This is a song in memory of our mother, Maybelle Carter. She made this famous a long time ago. And girls, if you'll walk up this way, maybe we'll get a little closer. If you've heard it anywhere, you'd be obliged to sing. We'd love to have you if you would. Well, I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away.
Said, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, it's old 97. Put her into Spencer on time. And then he turned around and said to his big greasy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide old mountain, watch old 97 roll. Sing a verse, baby.
Well, he was going down the bridge like 9 miles an hour, but a whistle broke into his brain. And he was found in a wreck with his hand on the throttle, scarred to death by the steam.
And then the telegram came to Washington Station. This is what it said. It said that brave engineer that run on 97 is lying down in Danville dead. Poor boy. Babu! Jim Soli. Earl Ball. Woo! W.S. Holler. Get your shoes on and bring Helen and Lita back and sing some songs with you. What do you say? All right. Six, sweet six, he stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds. Saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. I saw him crying like a little whipped up because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most never like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little thing like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds a young close to her breast, I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing like love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. drunken Ira haze. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian that we should remember well. From the tribe of the Pima Indian, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds, but when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima's hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to fight back down again. And when that fight was over, and when Old Glory raised, among the men to hold it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his head. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. There they'd let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. Well, he died drunk early one morning, alone in the land that he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Ira Hayes. Here's the spiritual I've been singing with the Carter family for many years. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
To tremble.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross?
Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble.
Were you there when
were you there when the stones rolled away? Were you there when the stones rolled away?
Tremble.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the roller's name, on a 6-8 wheel of Boise Road to fame. Well, a caller called Casey about a 4:30, kissed his wife at the station door, climbed in the cabin with his orders in his hand. He said, "This is my trip to the promised land." Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, took a trip to the promised land. Through South Memphis, yards on the fly, Rain been a falling and the water was high. Everybody knew by the engine's moan. The man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, took a trip to the promised land. With a hand on a whistle and a hand on a brake, Vaughan, Mississippi was wide awake. I see railroad officials said he's a good engineer to be a laying dead. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, took a trip to the promised land. Coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. That's an orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Some sand in my shoe. I may go to California and get some sand in my shoe. Ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York blues. Victoria Station, minding my own business. When a man come up to me and said, what are you hanging around here for? And I said, for a while. Oh, I don't care if I do da 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 do. Yeah, you talk about rambling, she's the fastest train on the line. You talk about rambling, she's the fastest train on the line. That's an orange blossom special, rolling down a seaboard line. Being with you tonight. You're the best audience we ever had in this city. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Good night, God bless you.